Thank you. čo ťa veci, kamer sa lúze na tenžo. Zezum tu če čem dízi, čak si tam po del čarze, od níša ten bekána, dar dan ven čem čem dítre. Rida pa petu jozo, pa me pe urgen čem. Šab mi doje kiel trum ču, drime da wa kiap tem ba, kiap me gundu. Starting on the first line. That above their head is Chenrezi, and that as we recite the mantras, light radiates from Chenrezi to this person, relieving them of all their sufferings. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme
Om Mani Padme Hum.
So now this time for the dissolution, still thinking that Chenrezi is above the head of the beings that you are visualizing and thinking of. Now thinking that Chenrezi dissolves and disappears into each one of these beings, and they completely receive and benefit from Chenrezi's unbounded compassion and love. Now, continuing on page 33.
Give all good.
day watch in prayer. When we did the prayer before, we were doing it as an aspiration prayer, so that after this life, may we be reborn in a place that is supportive for further practice and free of suffering. So we're going to do it especially this morning for all the people who have just died, and the way we're going to make a small change. So if you flip over to page 44, beginning of the second line, there's a little tiny asterisk there where it says Dak Ni. Instead, we're going to say Mikyul, and it's actually written out at the very bottom of that page in quotation marks, M-I-K-Y-U-L. Okay, so when we come to line 2 on page 44, we won't say Dakni, we'll say Mikyul. Are you finding that? Yes, anybody know? Okay, have you got page 44?
Yeah.
Okay, the second line, in capital letters it says Dakni.
Right.
Okay, so we won't be saying that, we'll be saying Mikyul. Okay. So we, a little bit, you need to go by memory, it's a bit of an eye jump down to the bottom there, but all of us who know will be shouting it out, so just ride along with us. And the meaning here, so Dakni is like, as for myself, so that makes it a personal aspiration prayer. And instead we will say Mikyul, which literally means the object of our visualization, the one we're thinking of, the one we're imagining. So at that, while we do this, we're remembering the people you mentioned who have died.
So it's only for the ones who have died?
Yes, particularly we're doing it this time. Before we did it as an aspiration prayer, so, this time with this particular purpose. Okay.
Chupa.
Deke dagim unam tapadi Chokchu sanje jam sentam cheki Kere drupa jinji laktu so Heyata pensandriya awa bodhani so
to the long life prayer, the prayer for long life for all lamas. There may be various page numbers. It'll be the last page before the urgent prayer and brief dedication. So mine happens to be page 52. It might be a different page number in your book. Then Lama Shade Tempadam Kanya Nyoma Deki Chungwadam Dashen Malu Sosadri Jane Nyudu Sanje Sala So now we're going to read the urgent prayer and brief dedication, starting not on the title page, but the next one over, starting with the words, I invoke the victorious ones.
It's the last big prayer, the organ. Oh yeah, one more page, go back a little further. This one?
Yeah.
Backed
up too much.
Oh, do you have it in the wrong order? Usually it's after this, Jim. And keep going.
Is there
and one more page.
Pumping?
Anybody else? Okay, great, there you go.
I invoke
the victorious ones of the ten directions and four times, together with their heirs in the assembly of lamas,
yams, kinis,
and dharma protectors, as numerous as the dust of the fields, to those sitting on the lotus and moon seat in the sky in front, I respectfully bow with body, speech, and mind. I offer outer, inner, secret, and ultimate offerings. In the presence of the noble Sugatas, I regret my former evil actions and openly confess and lament my present non-virtue. I vow henceforth to turn away from such conduct. I rejoice in all merit and virtue. May the host of victorious ones not pass into nirvana, but turn the wheel of the supreme Dharma and teach the Tripitaka. I dedicate all virtue to the stream of beings. May they reach the shore of supreme liberation. Buddhas and heart disciples, please think of me. May this excellent aspiration, which I have begun, lead me in the footsteps of the victorious Samantabhadra, his disciples, and the wise and noble Manjushri. May the precious Lamas, glorious of the doctrine, be as all-pervasive as the sky. May they shine upon all like the sun and moon, and remain steadfast like the mountains. May the precious Sangha, foundation of the doctrine, be enriched with harmony, pure discipline, and the three trainings. May the practitioners of the secret mantra, the essence of the doctrine, maintain samaya and reach the final stages of development and completion. May the benefactor of the doctrine, king of the Dharma protectors, increase the domain and support of the doctrine. May the servants of the doctrine, ministers of the royal lineage, be endowed with perfect expansive knowledge and skill. May the sustainers of the doctrine, the prosperous householders, be at ease and free from sickness and danger. May the people of all lands, having confidence in the doctrine, possess happiness, and may their obstacles be pacified. May I, the yogin, remaining on the path, not damage my samaya and accomplish my intentions. May all those to whom I am connected by good or bad karma be held by the victors from now until final enlightenment. May all beings enter the door of the insurpassable vehicle and attain the great dominion of Kuntazanpo.
Let's include this brief dedication. Following the this prayer, it begins from the great all good Dorje Chang. From the great all good Dorje Chang down to my kind root Lama, whatever prayers have been made for the benefit of beings, may I fulfill them all. By this virtue, having attained the state of the all-seeing one, defeating the harmful inner enemies, may I liberate beings from the ocean of existence, shaken by the waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, like the wise, heroic Manjushri and Kuntazanapo. I will train accordingly and emulate them, dedicating all virtue completely. By this virtue, may all beings perfect the accumulations of merit and wisdom, and arising from merit and wisdom, attain the two sacred bodies. By the blessing of the three kayas of the Buddhas being pleased, the blessing of the unchanging truth of Dharmata, and the blessing of the unwavering wishes of the Sangha, may this dedication prayer be fulfilled.